It could be commercial because you had no restrictions about education, so it was commercial. We had a student, Dave Rosen, who said, I think I can sell time on that. And so we started to go over to a music store, which is now where our physical education buildings are. And he went over there and told them, how'd you like to advertise on WRTI? And the poll says, well, let me listen to it. And it says, don't listen to it now. we couldn't receive it. But he advertised, bought an hour a day on WRTI, and he sold so many records from WRTI's advertising that he continued to advertise for the lifetime of the station. And the reason he did it was that Dave Rosen put signs up all over the campus, said, when you go over to that music store, tell them you are aware of WRTI and you'd like a discount. So they gave discounts, and we built the whole music library for a station that the music store couldn't hear.